This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate has voted to acquit President Donald Trump in his impeachment trial. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the verdict.
The Senate, having tried Donald John Trump, President of the United States, upon two articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and two-thirds of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
The vote on the first count of the impeachment, abuse of power, fell along party lines, 52-48. Former presidential candidate and Utah Republican Mitt Romney voted with the Democrats to convict Trump. The second vote, obstruction of Congress, fell along party lines, but Romney voted with the Republicans for a final total of 53-47. Trump is only the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. No president has ever been removed from office by impeachment. The World Health Organization is appealing for $675 million to help prevent the global spread of the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our message to the international community is invest today or pay more later.
Tedros says he understands that people are worried about the evolution of this unknown disease, but he notes this is not a time for fear and panic. He says it is a time for evidence-based action to end this outbreak while there is still time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.